What's up, you sick motherfuckers? Welcome to another episode of Flesh Wound Horror. I'm Mike Kruger, joined by always producer Todd.
What's up?
And Pugs Dread.
Namaste. What's up, guys?
So, what's up? So tonight we got another couple of reviews for the Creepshow series. We're going to be reviewing episode 3 to 5. If you haven't seen our review for the previous episodes, link will be in the description. Excuse me, you can check those out. I know we all universally really liked the first episode a lot. Yeah. Both segments were really well done, especially that Evil Dead one.
Including,
I know
me.
It made Pugs become a fan.
Yeah,
that's a big thing.
Yeah, big time, because Pugs did not like the first season of Creepshow whatsoever.
Such a chore. I was hate watching.
The second special, though, is where it started to turn for you, right?
Yes.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yeah. So, and then the second episode, I didn't really care for too much, but everybody else really enjoyed it, which was good. The first hotel segment was where I was really, I was kind of out. Yeah, and like Keith David brought it up a little bit in the second segment with the exterminator segment, but it just didn't work for me. But tonight we got episode 3. So the two segments on this one is the Right Snuff and Sibling Rivalry. So we'll start with The Right Snuff, which is directed by Jill Lynch. And the synopsis for this one is: a misunderstanding in space ensures two astronauts go down in history for all the worst reasons. So I was really excited. I'm a big Jill Lynch fan. Not even just from his movies, but Holliston. Like, I love that fucking show so much. He's made some stuff I enjoy a lot, too. But I was really excited to see what he was going to bring to the table. And this was really cool. It had like some miniature sets, that were kind of like Star Wars esque at times in space, like miniature miniature like ships and stuff. We get like a really cool alien in this one. The practical effects were really like an old school 50s or 60s design. It kind of reminded me of Mars Attacks a little bit. And the story I thought was really cool. Like, it was different, and the outcome just like towards the end when everything comes together with the main character, who ends up murdering his astronaut partner. I thought the way it all came back around to bite him in the ass was awesome. And it just screamed like low budget, old school, deep space sci-fi goodness. And it really won me over big time. And it's probably one of my favorites of season 2, definitely. So, Pugs, what did you think of The Right Snuff?
Well, first off, when I saw who the characters or who the actors were, I felt so fucking old. I'm like, damn, that's the skater kid from Clueless and Jason Stackhouse from True Blood? Look at that shit.
I know. How did he age so quick too?
We just watched them, and he popped up there. He's the mailman, and I was like, yeah, whoa, he's old as fuck. And then in this, he looked even older.
Right. Yeah, right.
Not saying it's a bad thing. He's, you know, he's aged fine, but I was like, damn, I'm old as fuck now.
Welcome to the club.
I love this episode. Like we were saying, the sets were cool. It reminded me of like an old Twilight Zone. When they were the figures in the little trash can in space or whatever, that episode in particular, when everything went red and the spaceship went all hell on him, like that was fucking crazy. I love the alien. I love the entire outcome. This was like
Creepshow.
yeah, honestly, like you, morality tale. That's what I was looking for. Because you fuck around, find out, motherfucker, found out. So I enjoyed the shit out of this. That this one flew by for me. What about you, Todd?
I was worried at first because we all know how I felt about 2001. I'm not a huge fan.
Crazy, but okay.
I went and saw it in Dolby Cinema just to give it another shot. So okay. It's gorgeous. It's just, you know, I'm not a big sci-fi fan. I like, you know, other space stuff. But yeah, I did really like this one. Like you mentioned the characters. I already, you know, you go in, you're familiar with their work, so that always helps. And then, you know, I've enjoyed both their stuff. So I was optimistic, and it paid off. I mean, you guys, you know, you nailed the morality tale. It was a really strong opening to the third episode.
Yeah. No, I agree. So the next one we got up is Sibling Rivalry, directed by none other than from Tales of the Hood fame, the director of Tales of the Hood, Rusty Cundiff. And this one is about Lola is convinced her brother is trying to kill her, and she's worried about the wrong monster. So this one, like, the first half of the story is kind of like tongue and it's very like kind of goofy and silly. And I like, there's some like tongue and cheek humor, and it didn't really work for me, but I'll say once the badass vampire comes up on screen with these fucking amazing makeup effects
out of nowhere.
out of nowhere. It really, like, that won me over on it and made me cool with everything I saw. I still think it could have been told and maybe done better and the less, you know, I don't know. I felt like the first half was just kind of like annoying me, but you know, there's no denying there's amazing creature design, and that kind of makes up for all the areas the segment lacked in for me. But what about you, Pugs? What'd you think of Sibling Rivalry?
The first word that comes to mind is cute, because like it's a cute like sibling story. It also felt like Goosebumps, like the old show. And I think this one might have been aimed a little more towards kids or teens, like that like horror and stuff. So I think that's why like it didn't really connect with me. But I'm like, I like what I'm seeing. I hope it ends well. And then, boom, we get this fucking cool looking vampire thing. I'm like, perfect. This is great. I think if you're a fan of what's that zombie love movie?
Warm Bodies.
Warm Bodies. If you're a fan of that, I think you'll probably dig this one too. I don't love it like they did the other one, but this one was fucking cool. I liked the twist. I thought that was really fucking cool. Pretty awesome.
Yeah, the vampires kind of reminded me of The Strain, if you've seen that show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But with like an elongated mouth and like, yeah.
Yeah, and the way it kind of like opens up is really cool looking. It looked
like an alligator or crocodile mouth kind of, right? Like,
yeah.
Really long. I dig that.
But what about you, Todd?
Would you like this one? Yeah, I'm with you. I think the biggest thing with this was the placement. They should have flipped the stories. I think they started so strong. I mean, you really had nowhere to go but down. And I think this episode's fine. I still liked it, but that Warm Bodies comparison. But I've mentioned many times, you know, you mentioned Goosebumps. I like the one Annabelle no one likes because it is very Goosebumpsy Scooby-Doo. But
I'm gonna give it another shot just because you keep bringing it up, and there's a new movie coming out, so
so overall I think it was a solid episode, even if the second half was a little weaker and I wish they would have flipped them. The end of that makes up for a lot of it, and the twist was really cool.
Real quick, how about Molly Ringwald? I did not recognize her. I saw her name there. I'm like, that's Molly Ringwald?
Okay, I didn't even realize.
Oh, see?
Yeah, neither did I.
I was like, holy shit, what happened to you? Not to be a fucking asshole, but everyone made me feel my age in this episode.
Oh, wow. I'm looking at her picture now. Jeez, I really did not recognize her. She was like in the whole episode, too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, the hand job joke was funny, too.
So why don't we rate this episode then before we go into the next one? So me, like the first, like you already said, Todd, it started out like so fucking strong, but I think the second segment does bring down my rating a little bit, so I'll go with a 4 out of 5.
Right on. I am on your level, sir. I agree. I think it's a 4 out of 5 too,
across the board. 4 out of 5.
Nice.
Walking
all in. Right, well, now we're on to Creepshow episode 4. And the first one up is Pipe Screams, also directed by Joe Lynch. And this one, a drain clog turns out to be more than just a little matted hair and soap scum. That's a great, like, short but sweet way of telling it, too. So, first off, love the fucking plumber. He was awesome. Just like his character, I know I've seen him before, but I don't know off the top of my head what he was in, but like he had this charm to him that I can only describe is like kind of like Dennis Hopper in Stranger Things, like just like doesn't want to deal with your shit. Fucking is just, you know, kind of this laid back, you know, jolly old dude. Barbara Crampton in this played a great bitchy landlord. She had some great one-liners, and she definitely Karen'd it up perfectly, especially considering her name was fucking Karen. I loved the fluff monster. The way like it would wrap the hair around its victims, the effect looked really cool. It kind of reminded me of like the vine scene in the original Evil Dead, the way like it would go up somebody's leg. And the fact that, you know, the hair, like if it got onto you, it'd start eating away at your skin. It was really badass. It ripped off the, you know, the plumber's fucking skin on the top of his hand. And I love the way they get back at Barbara Crampton at the end. And I love the ending with the little girl feeding the fucking fluff monster. I thought that was just, it was really well done. And another home run hit for me with Joe Lynch on these Creepshow episodes. I think I'd want to see him do some more of these segments.
The plumber, you probably remember from Green Room, but he also has a tiny part in Jurassic World, so you may recognize him.
Okay. From that, too. Yeah. I know exactly who you're talking about now because of Green Room.
Yeah.
Can't remember him from Jurassic World. That's cool.
He plays like a dock worker. I had to look it up.
Yeah, he probably gets eaten by like the India Mimas or some shit.
Yeah.
What about you, Pugs, though?
Oh, this episode was fun. It wasn't as strong for me as like the previous one, but I think I was having way too much fun. But Barbara Crampton, killing it, fucking bitch. I was like, you are annoying, but you're lucky. You're very pretty, so you can probably get away with it if you act like this in real life. So, yeah, but little girl feeding now has a new pet. I fucking love that. Hair is fucking gross when it comes out of the thing. So, yeah, I thought this was fun. What about you, Todd?
I like this one too. I'm trying to think of the episode that I'm trying to think of. It felt like a combination of the raft from Creepshow 1 and the Stephen King episode from Creepshow 2, and then the Lonesome Death of Geordie Vernal. The Stephen King episode from the first Creepshow kind of like felt combined of those two episodes.
Oh, is that the one where he's playing the main character, Stephen King, with the
meteor? Yeah, and the moss and stuff.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I totally forgot about that segment in the original, but yeah, I totally get that.
Yeah, it felt like a combination, so it felt very Creepshow. And yeah, I mean, you know, Barbara Crampton's awesome and everything. And I also enjoyed the plumber. I thought he was good. And I know he's been in done a ton of TV work too. It was one I really, it had the spirit of Creepshow in it, and it was very entertaining.
I feel like they've been doing that kind of mashup, because I feel like the Exterminator episode was kind of a mashup too of a couple, like, you know, the original Creepshow with the cockroaches and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was that's cool that you said that, because I really forgot about that at the lonely death of what's his name?
Fucking Stephen King. We'll just say.
That one actually fucked me up when I was a kid. Like, Creepshow really is one of the movies that like actually disturbed the shit out of me, because I watched it so young, and like the fucking the moss thing really bothered me, and like that kind of became like a fear of mine, is like getting like fungus and it just growing and killing me. And like also the fucking the crate, that monster in the crate scared the fucking shit out of me.
You should be okay with the fungus you rolled around on the UEW, Matt.
fair enough. Fuck.
We have a new canvas now.
Well, that's good, at least. I'm glad that you guys eventually got one. Unfortunately, I was never a part of that. Yeah, right. So the next segment is Within the Walls of Madness, and this one's directed by John Harrison, and it's about a scientist fight to contain the creature they've been studying, but is the true threat one of them? So this was fucking awesome. It was of like Lovecraftian theme, which was great. And the setting kind of reminded me of like The Thing, like, you know, outpost, whatever the fuck, you know, in the isolated Antarctica setting. This had some nice twists and turns too. I really liked how like the scientist who found the artifact saw like what was already to come in the big finale. And, you know, when homeboy's about to get the electric chair, he, you know, calls out for the artifact. And how cool was that fucking thing? Like, you know, he starts doing this chant, these little tentacles pop out, and what the artifact fucking summons, holy shit, it's motherfucking Cthulhu, dude. Like, yeah.
I figured you would pop for that. Yeah, when I saw it, I was like, Kruger's gonna love this.
I freaked the fuck out when I saw Cthulhu pop out. Like, I also, like, it wasn't, you didn't get like a full image, you just saw like his head. But I was cool with it because it looked just so fucking cool. And like, I love how like you saw like the walls of reality break down and reveal him in all his, you know, green tentacle glory. So yeah, overall, this is my favorite segment of season two. This was just
so far, we'll just say.
Yeah, so far, but like,
we'll just, I think it's a safe bet.
I know. Yeah.
This was the shit. And if you're a Lovecraftian fan, you know, and just you want to consume anything that has to do with the old ones, you got to watch this fucking episode, because you'll definitely be pleasantly surprised and really satisfied. I know I was. But what about you, Pugs? What did you think about this one?
Well, when it starts off, it's like when we're interviewing him and the cuffs and stuff, it's like a bottleneck episode of SBU. So I was like, oh, I like this. Oh, we're going to introduce shit like The Thing. I'm like, well, I fucking love this now.
Yeah.
Is that my tentacle, dude? Oh, my God. Yeah, dude. This was just kept going up and up. Fantastic episode. I have nothing to complain about. I recommend you watch it. I really like this episode a lot. And I knew you were going to fucking pop, Kruger.
I'll tell you why I think the director, John Harrison, did so well on this. It's not a name that people instantly know. But he directed 8 episodes of the original Tales from the Dark Side series.
Oh, shit.
And he directed the movie. So,
oh, damn. Okay.
That's as close as you can get to directing Creepshow without directing a Creepshow already.
Yeah. Well, and like, what a cool way. Like, just like, I wasn't expecting, you know, you wouldn't really think Lovecraftian story and Creepshow would go well together. But God damn it, it did.
Yeah. Yep. No, it totally did. I know he's done a couple other Creepshow episodes. I don't remember which, but because this one was so strong, I felt the need to, okay, why do I know that name? Do I know that name?
Yeah.
So I looked it up and said, that makes sense. But yeah, it's not my favorite episode or, you know, segment of the season, but it's one of the strongest ones.
Yeah. So what would you rate this episode? For me, just like the first segment, I already loved, and like the second segment was fucking perfect. So 5 out of 5 for me.
We knew that was coming.
Yeah.
For me, it's 4 out of 5, but it's like very strong, and I highly recommend watching this episode. Had this been the first season, I would have been hooked immediately.
Right. I went back and forth. I'm gonna split the difference and call it 4.5.
That's fair. Nice. I was going back and forth between that too.
Enough for sure. So now we're on to the season finale, which this segment is Night of the Living Late Show, directed by Greg Nicotero. And this one, Simon has invented an incredible virtual reality experience that allows him to join in on his favorite film. But what happens when virtual reality becomes Simon's actual reality? So first off, the opening with the Night of the Living Dead VR game. Fuck, that needs to happen. I mean, that game needs to fucking happen. It was so fucking cool. And, like, I also loved how, like, at the end, it basically went to Dawn of the Dead. You know,
I was so hard.
Yeah, I'm like,
I figured you game, would be.
Dude, this game needs to be made. And no, fucking,
it needs to be the trilogy. That would fucking be the greatest.
Yeah, no, with Day of the Dead too. Oh my God, dude. Yeah, that would be fucking perfect. Day of the Dead's my favorite fucking my favorite zombie movie. So like, other than Fulci Zombie, but yeah. So like, the concept of this episode taking place in another movie is fucking awesome. Like, this definitely made me really want to watch The Horror Express, considering I've never seen it. And, like, I loved how, like, it would get, like, the way they did it with Justin Long's character, and just, like, they cut it perfectly so he fit in the story. And it's just, that's so fucking cool that, you know, we've gotten to the point in horror where we're fucking doing that. And
I love that he was marking out for Peter Cushing. And
right? I would all do the same fucking thing.
He's like, and then you're Dracula. Yeah. Right? and then when they go into the Night of the Living Dead later on, like, that's so fucking rad. I'm such a huge fan of the original Night of the Living Dead film, and just to see them, like, you know, bring him into there too was awesome. I guess the only thing that kind of I didn't like about this episode, just the wife, like, I don't know, there was something, like, she didn't make me feel like. Yeah, it was. Well, not only was she a buzzkill, but, like, I didn't really give a fuck about her. And I know I was supposed to, but, you know, I really didn't. And, like, I don't know. I wish she could have been intricated in the story, maybe a more interesting way. But overall, still, without her, fucking, this episode is amazing. And, yeah, just, like, the concept alone, like, I wouldn't mind seeing more Creepshow. Like, I love how this Creepshow season, we brought in movies like Night of the Living Dead and The Horror Express and fucking, you know, Evil Dead in the first step. Like, it's crossing over giant, you know, not giant, but big franchises into it and integrating that. And I think that's so cool. And I really hope we see more of that in season 3. But Pugs, what'd you think of this one?
I also didn't like that bitch of a wife. Because, like, he's just trying to do his thing. Like, it's not about your money. Stop being an asshole. And you still love him because you got jealous. So,
it's shut a little your about the money.
Sure. But anyway, yeah, Justin Long was awesome. I would fucking, in a heartbeat, get this VR experience because I want to do that. Maybe make it a little stronger than just one button. Something I can, you know, it's a little dangerous with just the one in and out, but. God damn, that was cool. I would lose my mind meeting fucking Dracula and fucking Tarkin in the same room in that movie. I'd probably go Howard the Duck first, but that's just me. I wish it ended a little stronger. I think, you know, honestly, it didn't end weak. It's just, oh, we're going to Dawn of the Dead. Can we stay here for a little bit? I think I just wanted more. But yeah, fantastic fucking episode. 40 minutes kind of flew by for me, and I'm ready for more. I like Creepshow.
Wow. What a difference the season makes.
Dude, they got their shit together.
I do want to mention real quick that I don't know if you guys know, because I don't know how Kruger, you're not familiar with Horror Express. I did actually rewatch it. Now, after I watched this, I wanted to watch it again. But there was a second character that was reshot, and that was the Countess. She was not, yeah, she was also, that's why their interaction was so perfect, because it was actual. I love the concept. I have to say one thing I call immediate bullshit. Where were the porn selections? Because we all know that's the first place we can start.
That's where it starts.
he's got to have a hidden folder with that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, this thing was awesome. I mean, they started with the Night of the Living Dead. Them were in Horror Express. And this is one I was worried was going to be more about, ooh, let's, like, you know, try to show you something technological without, like, really getting a good story. Like, can happen when you're trying to show off something new you can do. But they made it work. It all came together. And I really did like this one. This was this has been a strong season. Other than episode 2, I think everyone would agree with that.
Yeah, no, for sure.
I still like 2, but this season by far kicks the shit out of the first one, for me especially, because I actually like it, like, a lot. I'll wave the flag now.
And this one was directed by Greg Nicotero, too.
Yep.
So that Dawn of the Dead is kind of full circle with Romero.
Yeah, no, that, like, and that's pretty cool, too. You know what I mean?
Maybe he's saving that Day of the Dead for
later. Right.
Dude, if we get, like, a prequel to Bub, I'll lose my fucking mind.
See, I was thinking you could just do Day of the Dead and Greg Nicotero can go in and be himself again.
That'd be cool.
But, man. Oh, we got to rate it. Sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. So what would you guys rate this one? For me, I think I'm just a 4 out of 5.
I'm a 4 also. Like, it's just high quality.
I'm a 4.5. Even without the porn being the first stop.
I was going to say, no girl said no in this, Todd. Like, that's your version.
We all know my first movie.
Yeah. <that's...
laughs> you know what? Actually, it's a 50-50. Wait, which one do you guys think it would be?
Last House.
I was saying Chaos.
It was Maniac.
Oh, you would Maniac? Go Maniac first?
Yeah. It's a lot more hokey.
Just watch it. You could smell the booze off of Joe Spinell. Right. Just fucking reeking.
Oh, no, I'd be the Spinell in there. That'd be my own.
Yeah, fair enough.
But okay, well, what would you guys pick? Your, I mean, does everyone have? Kruger, we know what your favorite segment would be.
Yeah, the Within the Walls of Madness definitely would be my favorite from season 2. I don't know if it would be my favorite overall, though. I still really like The Finger, and like the Finger had stop motion in it too, and like that.
That's true.
Yeah. So, but definitely Within the Walls of Madness, probably like top 3, I would say. What about you, Pugs?
Model kid. It's just, touches my fucking universal love. And yeah, that's my favorite.
I was going back and forth between that one and the one I eventually landed on, which was Public Television of the Dead.
Yeah.
That was just so much fun.
Same episode.
Yep, it was.
I mean, if you bring, like, the fact that they brought Evil Dead into, you know, took Evil Dead, took Creepshow, mashed them shits together, and fucking added Bob Ross. Like, Jesus Christ. That was yeah, it's probably my second favorite segment.
Kruger, have you ever seen the movie The Convent?
I don't think so.
Okay, well, I do eventually want to do a Mike Mendez show because I love everything he's done. But that one's kind of like a mashup between Night of the Demons and Evil Dead.
Oh, shit.
So it's a good one. And then his other one's Real Killers. It's like, oh, geez, it's like the Menendez brothers in a monster movie. We'll just say that.
Okay, I haven't seen that. Okay. And that needs to happen.
But yeah, he's one director. Everything he's done, I've liked. From his first film, you know, that Real Killers, all the way to Big Ass Spider, I think was. I think he's done one after that, but that one was a ton of fun too. Yep. So I always look out for his stuff.
Yeah, we'll have to check some of those out. Yeah, man, like, I'm so sad it's over already, though, you know? Like,
me too.
I'm
confused.
I know, right? But fucking, it does suck. Like, there was supposed to be another episode this season, but because of it having Marilyn Manson in it, they ended up cutting it from this. So I do hope I do get to see that episode eventually, though. Because I am interested on what, you know, what the fuck would Marilyn Manson be doing in Creepshow.
I'll save it. I was going to say something bad.
But yeah, I'm really looking forward to more of this shit. There's not many shows that use practical effects like to this extent. And like that's what I love about it. Like every episode is just like a new really cool. You get to see like a really cool monster that's brought to fucking life and it's actually there. And I feel like with most TV shows, they go more the CGI route, especially with their like creature effects and stuff nowadays. So this is definitely a total throwback to the 80s. And I love season 1, and I think season 2 is just as good. Bring on the specials in season 3.
Yeah.
Yeah. And release that Marilyn Manson episode or release the Manson episode. I'll just leave it at that. I'm Team Manson.
All right. Well, I'm not, both of them too.
Yeah.
I don't know. Some of the other guys' followers are a little bit, which one am I talking about? You don't know.
Oh, I fucking do. There's the hint. I've wrestled them. Unfortunately.
That's your call to say that part. All right. Do we have anything before we want to get out of here?
Well, before we leave, make sure you check out our fleshwoundfeatures.com. You can find us across all the social media bullshits. We're on Patreon. Starts just at $1. Exclusive early content. And we have shirts available. And you can get the link through our website. It just says shirts. I think I'm wearing one right now. Yep. Representing. Yeah. You can rep too. So please and thank you. And with that, gentlemen, let's get the fuck out of here. Todd?
Good night.
Crude.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
And I'll see you motherfuckers in Disneyland.